Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. It is now June 1st, and we're all getting ready for the summertime, going on vacations, spending time with our families in the outdoors and the sunset. It's going to be wonderful. For all the Celtics out there, it is a time for fertility, for peace and happiness, and to connect with the sun gods, and to do your gatherings and magic and make it a magical night. And with this offering, I'd like to give thanks to the gods and goddesses for everything that God has blessed me with and my life and my family, and to send its blessings out to all the callers that are listening tonight, that they may have a prosperous and happy summer and good year. And I leave this with the universe, and so blessed be, amen. Okay, so now that I've cleared the channel, I've said the prayer. We do have one caller on the line. I guess he was saying that he was into a business, and we're going to go ahead and take his call and just here in a few minutes. And we're going to go ahead and look in the charts. Oh, okay. Well, I just got a text message saying that our guest won't be on tonight. So I'll just go ahead and start the show. Let's start with 313. You're on the air.
How you doing this evening? My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike. And how can I help you tonight?
Yep. Well, I just wanted to get some insight. I've been building a business for about a year and a half, and it's a commercial finance business. Consulting, and I was just kind of looking to get some insight on, when it's going to get its breakthrough moment.
Okay. Well, let me go ahead and grab my chart. And this, and you're trying to make a business decision, you said?
Well, it's basically I'm looking for when the breakthrough financially is going to come through to where where it's self-sufficient and I don't have to take on another job.
Okay, so you want to know when then?
Yeah, just the time frame of when that's going to occur and when it can be up and running on its own.
Okay, and if you were to have a time frame, what are you looking at? You're looking at weeks, days, or months?
I would like yesterday. I'm realistic and, months.
Okay. Okay, so basically what it's saying, that it's saying in 1 month, it's going to take off. So I'm getting, it's talking about this month instead of last month. So it wasn't meant to happen last month. It's meant to happen in this month, starting in June.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah. So that's, like I was saying before, the god of fertility, it's the god, it's a time of gathering and a time of business decisions,
mm-hmm.
And all that plays in line with the Celtic gods. So that's kind of what we're doing right now, because we're going back to those times.
Sure. Absolutely.
The medieval times, yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. And with that financial wherewithal coming in, would you see purchasing a house here in this year?
A house?
Yeah, purchasing a house.
So you're looking to buy then?
I would love to.
Okay. Yes, that is coming to be.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Right in alignment.
Oh, wonderful. And I would have to think then somewhere in the mountains.
Yes. And are you looking to buy some property, or do you have property?
No, I would be looking to, I'd be a first-time buyer.
You'd be a first-time buyer, okay. And how's your credit? Is your credit good?
It's okay. It took some bumps and bruises and when everything hit the fan a few years ago.
Okay.
So I'd be looking to make a cash purchase.
Well, I'm just looking to see if you qualify for what they're wanting or whatever. I'm just looking at the percentage here. And it does look like you do qualify for
okay.
what you want. Yeah, it will pass.
Excellent. That's fantastic. Even better news with the month. So with the job that I have just to support myself right now and the business, so that would be ending in the next month or so.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right, have a great night.
You too. Let's go to the next caller. Let me put that. Okay, there you go. Let's go to the next caller from... Oh, wait a minute. We have another caller on. Okay. All right, let me go ahead and bring Roy on here. Roy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Adrian.
We were just waiting on for you to call in.
Yeah. Again, just go ahead and continue.
All right. We got a lot of callers tonight. People that are here in the Salt Lake area, just letting you know that me and Roy is from Salt Lake City. I know there's a lot of people visiting from other states right now. So I just want to let you know that we're here and you're welcome to come get a reading. Let's go ahead and start with the 316 area. You're on the air.
Who, me? Oh, I didn't know I pushed one. Hi.
Hi, what's your name and where are you from?
This is Nana from Detroit. How you doing?
Whoa.
I'm just listening in. And
wonderful.
I just wanted to let you know I was here. I'm with you tonight. Yay.
We welcome you.
I sent you an email.
I did go into your website and take a look at that, and I just wanted to share something with Adrian because he hasn't looked in it.
Uh-oh.
And in your website, it was saying that you met with Sister Teresa.
Oh, yes, here in Detroit. Yes, I did.
Could you share that with us?
I expect this. Yeah, I had a great blessing. But, you know, I've been on a spiritual path a long time. If you see my site, you'll see. But, a young lady I was teaching Buddhism, we were friends, we were backgammon buddies, and I had quite a few spiritual encounters, but this was in like 1982, and I was kind of dressed kind of like the hippie, you know, kind of energy. And and my girlfriend said she wanted to go to beauty shop, and I'm like, okay. And she went over in this neighborhood where, you know, it had went down, but we used to be over there. We walked in this store, and this young lady at the desk says, my great aunt wants to speak to you. And I said, oh, okay. So my friend went on down the aisle to do what she came to do, and I turned around, and there was Mother Teresa, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So I went over, and she said, oh, my, they told me you were here. I had to come and see for myself. And I'm like, okay, far out. And she grabbed my hands and started kissing them. You're going to make me cry. And she says, she just started grabbing my hands and started kissing them. I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on? And then she started to kneel down to kiss my feet, and I grabbed her up. I'm like, no, no, don't do that, don't do that. I was like, oh my goodness, what are you doing? And she just kept smiling at me, and then she laughed, and I said, no, no, don't, you know, you're gonna blow my cover, please. I had to think of something to make her stop, because I'm in shock, you know. I love her.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening, because I put on my website, I wanted to kiss her feet for all she's done, you know, and I'm like in shock because, I know my energy, and if you go over there, you know, I'm honest. I tell it like it is. I'm an ascended master, and, you know, this is my mission, and I love it. I've been here forever. So what ended up happening is she kissed my lips, anointed my head, and just gave me a hug, and then my girlfriend said, we ready to go. And I'm like, far out. But
yeah.
She said, the part that really blew my mind, she said, they told me you were here. I'm like, uh-oh, who is they? Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that was Jesus and Shakyamuni Buddha. They told her that I was here. Yeah. So
that's how
that unfolded, huh?
That's amazing.
Oh, boy, I got a million of them.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have a long friendship, and I look forward, you know, I can do your show with you, and you can come on my show. That would be such a joy.
Actually, I just wanted to share with you that me and Adrian had, with our hypnosis, we've been able to make contact with a lot of the ascended masters.
All right. Yay.
Yeah.
I know how powerful you are. I listened to your show, okay? I saw what you did. I was there with you when you healed that young lady. I mean, I was. That's why I called. I'm like, oh, my goodness, they did it. They did it. You know, so I was over here being joyful because I said it on my show the other day, yesterday, on my last show on Friday night. I told them about you and what you had done for that lady, and I was like, y'all have to check him out. I, you know, gave you a shout out for your show, but I'm really, really, really glad you're on the air and I found you.
Well, we welcome you.
That's
the main thing. We feel honored just to have you.
Oh, you're so sweet. So do you do magic shows? I see y'all dressed up in your white jackets looking all...
Actually, me and Adrian are both stage hypnotists. We perform on stage. And that's how we first started out.
I got an issue. I wonder if you can hypnotize it out of me.
Well, how do you know we haven't already hypnotized you, you know?
Because I'm still smoking cigarettes.
We can help you with that one.
Well, get on it, because I'm healed up in a lot of different ways. I've had really incredible transformational rebirth, you know, and as you know. Yeah, because we won. We made it here. I'm so proud of us. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, I know you know how hard it was to get here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
2013, I was like, celebrate, celebrate. So, yeah, we're on Ascension now, and I'm just so glad I found all my family. It's like a happy reunion. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful.
Don't you feel like you know each other?
I always tell Adrian, you know, look behind us, see who, you know, who's with us, you know, that's the main thing. You know, we have a whole legion with us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a trillion of us here now. What? We made it. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's my, you know, that, you know, I'm ready to let that go, you know, because I've healed up so much.
You know, what's interesting, me and you both came out of the same era.
I know.
You know, during the 60s, you know. I felt it.
Yeah. I'm like, I've seen you before. You've been on other shows, too, any of them?
No.
No?
But I think a lot of my astral twins have, yeah.
Oh, you are, yeah, but nobody is as magnificent as you are.
Yeah. Well, wait, thank you.
So, I'm trying to reinforce because I'm ready for some transportation up in here. I mean, really nice.
You know, I just wanted to share something when you were telling us about how Mother Teresa was with you. We did some work for a lady when Adrian first started. We both first started with hypnosis. We went to this girl's house and helped her mother. And when we walked into the house, I mean, she was ready to get down on her knees and start, you know, kissing our feet. And we told her, we're not, you know, that way.
Don't do that.
You know, don't do that, you know.
Yeah.
We're equal
to you.
Mm-hmm. We're so human.
Yeah,
she was looking at us like we were angels that just walked in the house, you know.
But I'm so glad we have these gifts and can help, and then one day they'll recognize, you know, they have them too. But,
right.
Then, you know, the journey would took us so long to get here and so many imprints, and you know what they wanted to save us.
Yeah.
But we're free now, and they're just, you know, everybody's getting their karma. Yay.
Yeah.
Everybody's in effect, so...
Yep.
It's going to be a wonderful world, and it's blossoming now. I heard the beautiful words you said in the opening, but that's true. It's going to be abundant and joyful. And we got help to take care of the other things that we can't handle because we're doing our job doing this, okay, because we made it. Okay. So
have you ever watched a movie called The Band of the Hand?
No.
It's an older movie, you know, I highly recommend it, but what in the movie he says that there's more power in numbers. In other words, you know, one finger is a lot less stronger than if you were using five fingers, you know. And that's how we have to look at it as light workers. As long as we keep, you know, gathering our strength, you know, we will have that power, you know, of the hand, yeah.
Oh, I say, it won't be long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can feel
the light workers are uniting together, you know, we are the voice, you know, and the word is getting out. I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was trying to hear the name of that book, Twisted Ben. What was the name of that book you were reading?
Twisted Adrian. Metal?
Twisted Metal?
Yeah. Twisted Metal.
Okay, because I couldn't understand the first word, and you said that's like a sci-fi mystery kind of book?
Yeah, it's about different alien races that came to Earth. And they were taking over, but a lot of them were good and a lot of them were bad, but it explains why they came here, that we were created in that DNA. Somehow our strands have a connection to do with those different breeds of
of angels and alien races, and it talks about that in the book.
But it is like fiction.
Yeah, science fiction, but
okay.
It goes into so much more detail of like different kinds of alien races from other galaxies.
Well, I got some new update 411 on all that. And then when you go to my site, you'll see the pictures of the angels.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So
I'm gonna send Adrian a link to your website, though. I just sort of briefly looked at it today, this morning.
Did you see me? Do you see me riding in that new car real soon? What?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I did.
You did? Yeah. For real? Okay. And enough money to put the dials out? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm wearing my crown, right? Woo!
Yeah.
You saw me over there in my crown with my scepter. I wear a costume. I'm Lady Nana Mystery. I create dolls and toys and games. So I went around Detroit, but that's when the first go round. But I'm back now, you know, when they stole all my copyright. So I'm back now. This is my, you know, chance. And y'all gave me a lot of, you know how you put it out there. Okay, so, you know, but
yeah.
You just let me know. I just want to know I'm so ready to drive.
Yeah,
since my car accident 2 years ago, nothing. Yeah, I have to beg every time. So I'm grateful. I got some good blessings coming.
You know, this is so interesting. When Obama first came in, you know, as president, he was the first president in a long time that came up with this, these clunkers for money, or, you know, they were giving some kind of
special. Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was talking to my son-in-law, and I told him about my old truck that I wanted to someday either sell it or trade it in, and he looked it up, and he says, that truck qualifies. And
oh,
I thought,
that's cool.
Really? You know, I was shocked, and they gave me $4,000 for that old piece of junk. You know, it was so bad that it broke down on the way when I went to trade it in, and I had to call a tow truck to tow it to the dealer.
That's all right, wasn't it? Yeah, they won't give him a chance, but they'll see soon what a great lightning he is. So. All that's going to unfold. Boy, it's going to be a party on the planet. Yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, if you have any more callers on the line, I definitely want to hold them up.
Okay. Adrian, do we have another caller?
Yes, we have a caller from the 503 area. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, cut me off. Mute me. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello. And what's your name and where are you from?
Hi, this is Tracy Elizabeth, and I'm from Chicago, and I listen to your show quite a bit lately.
We welcome you back.
I really enjoy the show.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm normally really good at manifesting, but I'm finding myself stuck, and I'm still feeling very heartbroken over the separation between my boyfriend and I. And I know you told me to do a vision board or something last time.
Adrian, I think you might have been the one that been talking to her. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That was a while back.
Yeah. And then when I called in last week, he said something about a vision board or a storyboard or something.
Yeah, you need to make an angel board.
An angel board. Okay, can you tell me how to do that?
Well, the way I do it is I find a round piece of glass and a round table. And the table don't have to be very big. You could just get, like, a round table.
Uh-huh.
and then get a round piece of glass and then do the words all around it, and then you can make your angel board however you like to make it. I used to collect a lot of angel boards, and all it is really is just a tool to connect with the other side, to connect with your angels, to connect with your twin flame on a higher level.
Uh-huh.
And when you use the board, just, you know, surround yourself with protection, get some sea salt and or banishing powder and just sprinkle it all around you, or some fairy dust. Fairy dust works really well, too. With anything that can make it very magical,
uh-huh.
your environment, because environment makes a big difference. Like, if you go into a home, it's usually, the most cases, it's usually not the board. It's the environment of the people, the way they're living.
Yes.
So, I mean, if they have a lot of negativity in their homes, a lot of fighting, that usually
uh-huh.
draws in the bad energies.
Yeah, I noticed that because I lived with a roommate like that, and I was constantly sick, and they were fighting every morning, her and her husband, and I wasn't sleeping. And I was so sick last year, I kept going to the hospital. I couldn't breathe. I had allergy and asthma problems. And then when I moved out, everything completely went away.
See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And they could have,
uh-huh.
and they, but yet they might have had a board, but yet they blame it on the board. So it's really not the board, it's the environment, and it's the attitude of the people that are around you.
Right, okay, so the board's like a connector.
That's all it is. It's like picking up a phone.
Uh-huh, okay. Because I'm not seeing any results, but I'm getting really impatient, and it's just me, but everybody's like, oh, it's been like 4 or 5 months, he's not interested, but every time I see him, like I said, he comes right up to me, he puts his arm around me, he asks me questions, you know, but I just can't break completely through to him for some reason. I don't know why he has his guard up.
Well, again, like you say, it usually goes down to attitude, you know, and if he has any kind of thing from the past that's holding him back, you know, he might have a bad attitude about it.
Yeah, he has a lot of abuse in his past, and, you know, I'm trying to gently, you know, help him through it, but I don't know if that's possible. I mean, is that possible in a situation like that?
I mean, let's put it this way. We all go through something, but how do we react in those situations? Do we act out of love, or do we act out of hatred?
Fear. Yeah, and I wasn't there when he was younger or growing up, so it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with him. So I guess if I just keep responding with love, love is like light that just kind of banishes any darkness or energy slowly,
mm-hmm.
like the sun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just give you an example. I had a client over tonight, and he was telling me that, this guy was one of those type of guys that are very good looking kind of people. You know, they work out. And
yeah.
Like a. But anyways, I was talking to him, and you could tell almost like just by their body language that they have an ego.
Yeah.
But what's weird is when I responded to him in a more loving way, he was kind of scared in his environment because he's like, I've never had anybody treat me like you do.
And that's exactly what my boyfriend told me too, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody else at me like I'm an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you respond in a loving way, instead of putting off that vibration or getting the wrong impression about the way somebody looks, then you could change their vibrational frequency.
Oh wow.
I mean, drastically. I couldn't believe how much I changed him before he left my apartment.
Wow, and hopefully it was a permanent change on his end.
And it changed his life. I mean, you could tell.
Wow.
Changed his whole aura, his energy field. It changed his life. That's how you have to respond to somebody that, you know, you get the wrong impression about, or that's what the universe was showing me. It was showing me that just because they dress this way doesn't mean they're what they appear to be. You can change their vibrational frequency.
Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Gosh,
even
I'm just wondering how long I've been... Yeah, that's true. But I know better than to not judge people by the way they look. I know that lesson. I was like that since I was a kid. I never judged people, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just getting frustrated on my end because it's been 4 or 5 months, and I just think, oh, God, how much longer is this going to take? This is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Well, the thing is, like I said, the first impression what people get is they'll think that way.
Uh-huh.
But not everyone is that way. You could change their energy. You can change their attitude. You can change their
ego. I just want to share something real quick. Like, we had a lady I guess she's been listening to our shows, and she wanted to talk to us. And I just want to share what she told us, what the reason, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot of these different inconvenience or delays or whatever, because
yes.
People are stuck in a time warp.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They continue
sense.
To be in that warp. Until you can step outside of that, then you're going to start seeing things moving a lot more rapidly.
Oh,
now,
this
is going to sound even more interesting. Remember, Roy, when we went to that transformational center?
Right.
And we stepped outside of that time warp?
Right.
Remember that? And
things manifested right away.
Exactly. Bingo.
Yeah.
And that's why they call it the transformational center.
Yeah.
Because you have to go into the center. You have to go into the center. Once you find the center.
Here's a good... this will be a good little test for you. What you need to do is draw a line. And you could draw this line anywhere. And then you
mm-hmm.
have to let the universe know that you're ready to step forward and step out of that, you know, that time warp, you know, where you're going to be more successful. You're going to have that perfect relationship. You're going to have all those necessary things, you know, to bring you up into a higher vibration and to
mm-hmm.
be more connected, you know, to Source.
See, that's
but you have to... You have to take that step forward.
See, that's what I did in that guy's end. I got out of that time warp, and I was in my center.
Yeah.
My center line, which changed his vibrational frequency.
Right.
So
and
like
see,
we have light workers, we pull them
we
up
We have that
to
effect
us.
On people.
Yeah.
We have that effect on
Right.
And he came out and told me, he says, I got really bad depression. Now, how could somebody that is so good looking like that have bad depression? They can have any girl they want.
Yeah.
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 A lot of it's self-esteem.
Right.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, they could be models and still have low self-esteem.
That's true. That is true. And my boyfriend used to say that about me. He'd say, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. You're so nice to me. Why are you like this? I can't believe I got you. I'm like, you do have me. And he just couldn't believe it because his self-esteem, like you said, was in, he's in this time warp, obviously.
Yeah. Out of
and
the center line.
Snap out of it. Or he needs to reach out and be pulled, willingly be pulled up to the higher vibration where he,
right.
he was or should be.
Now you have a better understanding.
Yeah,
yep,
you know,
I do.
Where he's at. Yeah.
You see the picture.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So this is a lot of energy work.
Yeah.
So very.
Well.
So you have some work ahead of you.
I do.
Do you know what happens?
I do.
Do you know what happens when you're out of your center line?
What?
You're not balanced.
That's right.
When you're out of your center line, you're not balanced. Well, I can knock you over. Just push you, just touch
just
one finger on you, I can knock you
one
over.
One finger.
Oh, wow.
We've seen this,
haven't
we, Roy?
What oh, yeah. That's why...
Wow.
Do you remember the actor Bruce Lee?
Yes.
See, he didn't have any problem with size or anything like that because he was always working with that center line.
And
he knew how to move. He knew how to take somebody out of their center line really fast.
You know how to counter.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So this is a new experiment for me in learning and how to stay in center and help keep someone else up as well.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
wow.
why the universe is testing you.
Oh wow. So that's a test for me
look
as
at
well.
It as, look at it as you're in training.
Right.
It sure feels like it. Yeah, it sure feels like it. I'm just, I don't know, why am I so worried I'm going to lose him? He hasn't gone anywhere. He's not with anyone else.
No.
Why am I so worried that I'm losing him? Is that a fear? Is that a stupid fear?
You're co-creating it. You're co-creating it.
Oh. Oh.
Remember, you co-create your reality every day.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick example. When I was younger, I always, I had just learned how to swim, but I always wanted to dive off a high diving board. So I walked up the stairs and went right to the edge of the board, and I looked down and I thought, no way, this is way too high off the ground. I'm going to get hurt or something's going to go wrong. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to walk right back down those ladders. Well, there was a pretty good-sized lady there, and she was not going to move for me to walk down those ladders.
Uh-huh.
She told me, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a choice. Either you jump or I throw you off.
Not going to give
and
you
I thought,
a choice.
I don't want you to throw me, so here I go. I jumped in, and that broke my fear, and I was up and down those ladders all that day.
Oh,
broke
wow.
fear.
Yeah. And a lot of it is just breaking the fear.
So facing your
so
problems is breaking the fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to break that fear and learn how to do more energy work.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So your fear, God is showing you your fears.
Yeah. The main thing is you have to confront that fear.
The only thing
that's
to fear,
true.
The only thing to fear is fear itself.
Yeah.
And you know how that saying, "Hey, well, fear God." Well, that's what God's showing you. He's showing you your fears.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So that it comes. He wants you to break them. What God wants.
Yeah, that's why they surface, because they need to be released, they need to be looked at and let go, or whatever you want to call them.
Yes, that's it, let it go.
Oh, well. Well, I'm hoping for a miracle here. I'm going to keep doing this work, and hopefully I'll be able to be dancing for joy soon.
Well, there is no coincidence. There's a reason why you called in our show. And, you know, we're here to help you.
Yeah, I learn every time so much from you. So, but thank you for helping keep me up to this task. Like I said, this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to...
remember, if you don't jump, I'm just going to push you off that diving board.
I know. You'll find a way.
Now, think of it.
Make your choice.
Think of it this way. It's God throwing you off the diving board, not the woman. It's God.
Right.
Oh, that's even worse.
You off the
yeah.
Yeah, that's even worse. That's like, yeah, that's serious.
And remember what God said. God said, he said, if I were to judge you, my judgment would be cruel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So this is a serious test here.
Yeah.
This is like the you know, this is a test of the emergency alert system.
You're right.
Oh boy. Wow.
This is your 911 call.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I've been through crazy things. I've been sick. I've been near death. I had a near-death experience. I've driven cross-country alone. I've done all sorts of crazy things, but this, like, it's just one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Let me ask you this question. How did you get past all of that?
I don't know. I just, in some ways, I'm really, really fearless. I thought that there was something on the other side of the fear that was worth risking to find out what it was.
You got to remember, you're a survivor.
Yeah, that's true.
Only the strong will survive.
That is true.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is true.
You have to be a survivor.
You know, when I went into the military, we had a saying on our building. When the tough gets going, When the tough gets going,
going gets tough,
yeah.
There's a song like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, and this is time for some tough soul work, I think.
Right.
In the way you can describe it.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. Okay, I said it all wrong. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. And this is a job. And I guess I'm the one that's up for the task for this with him because no one else is bothered to care to do this with him. He's just been abused and taken advantage of over and over and over. And
right.
This is a different opportunity for both people to go higher.
This is an opportunity of you breaking your fears.
Right.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
And we're all going. We know we're all going through something. All of us.
We're all human.
The main thing is, you know, how are you going to react?
Yeah, we can't
react with fear.
There is no easy way out.
No, there's not. And there's everybody's going through some kind of trauma drama or whatever.
You're hearing people, you know, losing their jobs or losing relationships or losing everything. The main thing is we have to remember who we are, why we're here, and where we're going.
Yeah, I just lost my job about 3 weeks ago. I have no fault of my own. I found another one already, and it's better.
Right.
And that was easy. But you're right. You know, everybody is put to the test right now. And
yeah.
Wow.
A lot of it's our determination.
God wants
what
to
are
see
we
how far
determined
he
to do?
God wants to drop all our weaknesses and see how far he could take us with our faith.
Oh, wow. That's odd, because I had a dream about faith, and I wrote it all down, and then I fell back asleep, and I thought, wow, this would be a really good movie. And I talked to a friend about it over lunch yesterday, and he says, yes, you should. He writes movies. He says, you should write a movie. Get the script writing software and write this down as a movie about faith.
Well, you know where I got that saying from? I got that saying from the movie God Me.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny because my dad told me those people weren't even Mormon that made that movie.
No.
It's just, I think a lot of stuff is divinely inspired. We don't know where it comes from. We can't question it. You just, when you know it's some kind of divine inspiration, you put it forth. You put it out there with light.
Right.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Wow.
And you know what's
amazing.
Interesting is keep coming out with all these movies with all these different messages.
Uh-huh.
Because how would I know what he said if I wouldn't have, like, in a situation where I might be talking to a client, how do you know that I can't use that message from that movie?
Right, and so it'll click with someone.
Yeah, it will. Subconsciously, it'll affect them.
Mm-hmm, like how you just said that, and that just reminded me of my dream, and that was not, I'm convinced that was not a dream. That was some kind of, like, divine inspiration. I could not dream up something that amazing. Maybe I could, I don't know, but it was more than that. So.
Wow.
You have to remember that we spend most of our lives in a dream state. And so what's real and what's not real? Well, the astral or the dream state is more real than this reality that we live in. If you look at everything around us, everything that we see was part of somebody's dreams.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, wow. And then that's why they say follow your dreams and manifest your dreams, because you have to pull it out of the dream state into this earth plane that we have. Oh, geez. Well, and now I'm totally off the subject of why I called in, but it's making more sense.
The whole thing is, we're taking you down the rabbit hole. You know, how far do you want to go?
Yeah, you guys are magical. That's for sure. Oh my gosh!
You could take the green pill, or you could take the red pill.
That's about it, on
the Matrix, you know.
Yeah, and that whole thing was about that guy shattering his reality or his illusions, or mostly his illusions.
And what he said, and he said in the movie, why didn't I take the blue pill?
Right.
I know. You're right. And we do things like that on a daily basis. And some people, I think, when they want to go down the rabbit hole, they think it's an escape, or they're going to enter some magic fairyland where everything's perfect, where they don't have to do the work.
Mm.
But they find out different real fast.
Well, because then they get that hard life of hard knocks, that kind of knocks on them, and,
mm-hmm.
a wake-up call. So. Oh, my. Well, I don't know what to say now. My brain is completely going 1,000 miles an hour, but it's wonderful.
I just wanted to share something. You got to remember, me and Nathan are both hypnotists also.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. You guys are. Yeah, I know you guys are. And I was in Vegas for 10 years. And,
I have tonight, that client came over. He said, he looked at me and he goes, I can't even catch the concept of what you're even saying. It's like my mind is racing. He said, you're driving me crazy.
Well, yeah, you guys have a gift to share with people. You're doing things that a lot of us can't do, or maybe we could do if we practiced every night without getting interrupted or whatnot. But, yeah, you two definitely have a gift. There's no doubt. And it's just amazing that you do this and share with people and help bring us higher where we're supposed to be. It's just a wonderful gift.
Well, we thank you for sharing that with us, because we love
thank
to
you.
Hear, you know, how we're able to help as many people as we can.
Yeah,
it's all about helping. Yeah.
It is. It is. It is. Selfless giving and, you know, sharing and stuff like that, and brainstorming, whatever they want to call it, is very good. So, all righty. Well, I guess I'll let you take your next caller then, and I'll listen
on
and see if
thank you.
Brain will keep going.
And call us back. Let us know how things are going for you in your life.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you have a good night.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Namaste. Okay.
Nathan, you ready for the next caller now?
Let's go to the next caller from the 313.
It's me again. Oh, Manny?
Oh, okay. Let's go with the next caller, Rachel.
Let's go with the next caller. I can't pronounce his name, but we'll just go with it. You're on there.
What's the last four number?
Anna.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
And what's your name and where are you from?
Yeah, my name is Anna. I'm from New York.
Okay, Anna, you've been on our show before.
Yes, I have.
And how can we help you tonight?
Well, I wanted to find out, something crazy happened today. I got out of the subway, and I thought I was going to die. I was going to faint or something. Something started happening, and I went inside a store, and I was standing there. I wasn't doing anything, and someone goes, like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm not so okay. So they told me to sit down, and they got water for me, and they wanted to call an ambulance. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want an ambulance. You know, I don't know, don't really know how it's going to happen. And so I just sat there for a while, and I got some water, and it just wasn't going very well. I sat there for maybe like half an hour. And do you know why I got such an episode? And hopefully we'll never come back, but I had lunch, I had breakfast, I had lots of fruit, protein and stuff, and the water helped.
You know, I'm getting that you're going through like a transformation right now. You're going through like a shift.
Yeah, but I could have died. It felt like I could have died. I had to completely surrender. And then I closed my eyes. I was in a different world when I closed my eyes. I was in my mind, and I didn't want to be there, I guess. So I was in my mind. And then somebody said, are you okay? And then I opened my eyes, and then there were these two girls that kept on, like, doing completely different things, like, so strange. It was so strange, totally.
Like, did you feel like you were in another dimension?
No. I didn't feel like I was in another dimension, because I just prayed to God, and when I started to invoke in that light, everything started to go better. Otherwise, I think it felt like I was.
Did you feel like you were dying?
Yeah, I felt like I was gonna die. I thought I'm gonna die, or I'm gonna have to go to the hospital, and my parents are gonna be like, "Oh, you should. Why are you living in America by yourself? You should live here with us," and that they would take me back home. it was horrible. I didn't want that to happen, but I think like sometimes.
Nathan, now what are you getting?
Well, I'm not quite sure on that one. I'd have to check the chart to see what you're emotionally, what you were feeling that day.
I was actually meditating the whole time. I learned a new mantra. It's one of the highest kriyas. And I was meditating. I had done a healing on myself, and I went pretty deep. And then I was going to go out to get a cleanse, and found myself almost fainting. I had cramps and stuff in my stomach, and I was just not fainting, but I was like in my head and tired, and how do you call that? Like nauseous and dizzy.
Sounds like you weren't ready for that vibration. You were kind of going through a cleansing.
No, I think I was ready for that vibration. It was very, well, I don't know if I was ready or not, but we did it for an hour yesterday, and I didn't even know an hour had passed. I can never sit up straight with my back straight up for an hour, let alone 10 minutes. It's impossible. And I was doing that mantra for an hour with the whole group. I don't know how I did that. That was crazy. I think I was out of my body.
Uh-huh.
I think actually that's what I said to myself. I said to myself,
well, that's the whole thing. I think you were having an out-of-body experience. Actually, you were on an adventure.
Yeah, it was.
See, we have to be careful when we're tapping into that energy, because it could, see, time don't exist, you know, in space.
Yeah.
We're the only ones that limit it to time. So this can happen at any time. I mean, we could be walking down the sidewalk. We could be working out in the yard or doing just about anything. But once we step outside of that time, now we're in a whole different reality.
Yeah, but I don't even remember the reality. Just... Well, it was about a healing realm. I went to a healing, but I don't know what the fainting has to do with it, though. It's like, do you think I had copper poisoning or something? And I am sick. My voice is kind of bad, and I have a cold.
Let me check.
I don't get sick like
this. Do you want me to check the virus chart, Roy?
Yeah, I want you to. I'm getting she might have come in contact with the parasite.
So yeah. You want me to try to connect with the parasite chart?
Yeah.
Okay. It's funny because I landed on the infection virus chart and the parasite.
Wow.
So let's start with parasites. She caught something in the astral. That's not good.
Yeah.
Just like this guy, or just like the devil was trying to have sex with me, and then I caught a virus, a parasite in the spirit world.
A virus.
You do a lot of astral travel.
Sorry?
It says here that you caught a virus in your throat chakra. And it looks like you caught a parasite in your throat chakra. And it was somewhat of a like a snake.
So it was a serpent?
Like a parasite snake.
Wow. Does he still have this?
Yeah.
So we need to get that cleared with your permission.
Thank you, yes.
Nadra?
Okay, so do you want to do a soul retrieval?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll do some healing work, cancer reversal. This is very powerful work that we're going to do for you. First, I would like to identify, has this body been sold? Well, first we need to ask, do I have her permission on her higher self to do this? And I'm saying yes. Okay, is this body willing to let go of anything that is holding in her throat chakra?
And I'm getting there's some emotions that's caused that also.
Is there any emotional blockages that need to be cleared? Well, that's at 60%.
Yeah.
Okay, so identifying by what number, Roy?
17.
Okay, number 17, is that correct? Yes. Okay, identifying by what dimension? Okay, I'm going up into your dimensions where you were at that time. And it looks like you are in dimension, like you're in a very high dimension there. 71.
I was something happened up there.
You were in dimension 71.
Wow.
What does that mean?
You were way out there.
I think I was trying to seek to be good with God.
You know, what happened was when you were doing these mantras, that just shot you way out into a pretty high dimension.
It shot you into a wormhole.
Yeah.
That's what the chart's telling me.
Yeah.
Let's see if some of your DNA strands are still there. Yeah, it is. Was it infected? And yes. Okay, so the parasite that we're working with is called an earthworm.
Okay.
And they're the guardians of the... They're like the guardians of the wormholes. They live underneath the wormhole in that dimension.
Okay.
So you got affected in your throat chakra by one of them. It's like a serpent.
But my throat started to happen like 2 days ago. I got sick on Monday, or on Tuesday, sorry. And in the classroom. And then, and then my voice started to get less and less. Yesterday, and now it's getting better.
Well, we identified the dimension, and now I'm going to ask, has this body been sold? Okay, so you didn't sell anything. Has this body been sacrificed? So they're using your body, of course, it would be a sacrifice. Okay, the body is now redeemed, delivered, and restored now. Okay, this body is cleared of this parasite now. Yes, okay, lock it into place in the throat chakra. Okay, his body's 100% integrated now. Okay, good. So it's back up to 90%. Okay, lock that into place. Okay, good. Done.
Okay.
Did you feel any kind of energy shift at all?
just feel a little bit brighter, but my throat still the same. My head is hurting.
It will for a while. It takes process for the DNA to heal.
Well, I'm not...
drink a lot of water.
Yeah, I've been drinking a lot of water and going to the bathroom more than usual. I mean, what the hell's going on? I never went to pee so much. What is that about?
That's part of the cleansing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's some...
Your body's already gone through the cleansing process.
I think I'm going through a cleansing process. I'm also cleansing internally.
Right.
But not, like, with chemicals.
Well, put it this way. I had that same problem a while back, and I never, you know, cleansed so much, you know, by urination. I mean, I thought, okay, when am I going to stop?
Yeah.
But once I did, then my body was, you know, it started, you know, cleansing and recuperating and getting stronger until finally. A lot of it has to do, that the reason our body goes into a cleansing is because first thing that it does, it affects our kidneys. Anytime you're going through any kind of stress or anything like that,
yeah,
it affects your kidneys. That's why you have to go through a cleansing process in order to get that all out.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even that I drank so much water. It's not just like I drank a lot of electrolytes, like coconut water, like coconut water, but the amount of pee. So why am I going through this? What's going on? Because I really thought I was going to die. I felt so bad for my parents. I think there's an emotional attachment to my parents.
Right. And there's still some things that you're not dealing with. It's almost like you have your head in the sand. Like, like an ostrich. That you're trying not dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to get that cleared. Do you know what that is? I mean, you don't have to tell us. Do you know what that is? Can you identify that?
I think we lost her.
Okay. I might have went a little too deep on that one.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead with the next caller now.
Okay, so the next caller is the 111 area.
Okay, so the next call is the
111
area. Okay, so...
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and where are you from? Hello.
This is Kingdom. How are you doing today?
Oh, Kingdom, we welcome you to our show tonight, and we're glad you were able to come on.
Yeah, I'll bye for a few minutes, you know, because I had a very busy day and just wanted to say hello to you guys and let you know that I'm here, you know, supporting you. So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And, is there anything that we can help you with?
No, nothing at all. I'm all right. I was just listening to the you know, to the last caller. So,
can you share with something what she might be experiencing right now?
Yeah. Well, what you said is absolutely true, and Adrian said a couple of things that were true as well. And what I want to say, not just to her, but just to anyone that may be listening, you just got to be very careful. Basically, what you get yourself into and what you mess around with, you know, especially
yeah.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are transitioning, being brought to higher dimensions and things like that, or spiritually increasing, being downloaded with new information or whatever that is going on in that sense from the other world. Those things comes, you know, they will come naturally, you know, if it was meant for you. The higher beings, the archangels, whoever's working with you will help you go to that thing. It will come naturally. So basically it's like anything, especially this year, 2013, as you know that the involvement that's going on and how some people has already moved forward to other dimensions already.
Wow.
Even though they're on this planet, well, many people has moved on. They've been moved on. So, and this is a process that took place naturally. These people didn't have to go and do anything, or you know, if it was up to them, you know, they would not be going through that. But unless you are called or invited to go to certain dimensions and levels, and the other side, especially the spiritual side, people need to be very careful what you tap into, you know, and because when you're not invited to certain places and you just show up, you know, it's like showing up at someone's house, you know.
Yeah.
You understand?
So would you say that a lot of these people who like the astral travel, they have to be careful because sometimes they could just go too far away and then have a rough time coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Not only have
a rough time coming back, sometimes some people, they just go and never come back.
Yeah, they never come back.
Yeah. And these are the type of people here that we classify them as, you know, being insane.
Yeah.
You know, right. So you go somewhere and then you never come back. And some people, they're lucky. They just come back with, you know, little things. But some people, they never make it back.
Right.
Yeah. Because in this dimension, really, time does not exist. And
right.
And this is the reason why when people do drugs, they lose track of time.
Right.
When people drink too much legal liquor, with alcohol, it's a drug, that legal drug, which is alcohol. When you drink too much of that, people
mm-hmm.
do things, they don't remember the next day. Many people have blackouts, you see?
Right.
And sometimes you may say things, and the next day someone else is telling you, you don't remember you were saying this? You were trying to fight with this person? You were acting out, taking off your clothes, and people don't remember. Because it carries you into another unknown place, you know?
Right.
So yeah, we have to be very careful. Yeah.
Yeah. Adrian, is there something you want to share?
Yeah.
I just want to share, I agree with that. I've been in situations myself where I've traveled to places that I could have caught something or end up dead, but my guides have always woke me up. Like, I'll either get a punch in the arm or somebody call my name and I'll wake up.
Mm-hmm.
So there are situations where you have to be very careful in where you travel because you don't know if you're going into dark places.
that you take your mind to. And people are not dark. They're just, they just take their minds to dark places. And that's where they go, and that's where they stay. So like you say, that, that becomes their reality.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to mention that.
Yeah. And also the other thing that can also happen is I just saw when I'm about to say something and it just flows out of my mind. I'll remember in a second. Some people, you know, they'll be gone for hours, some or days, and some people, it's, like I said, they go and never come back. You know, never come back, yeah. So I've been in situations where, not that I do anything, but when I've been, like Roy was saying earlier, when you are being transitioned or you are going through another spiritual promotion, there's a death process. You know, you have to die in order for the new whatever that's being born come out of you, that being birthed out. So the old has to die. So you do go to that, basically feeling the pain of dying, basically like you're gonna die, and in a way you are dying, but it's a spiritual death. But sometimes, like, people will be gone for weeks, you know, and if you are chosen and, you know, you got to go through that transition and that purging process, whatever is going on, you know, you have no choice. These things will happen to you. And like Adrian said, you just got to pray that God will protect you and will protect your mind. And if it's of him, your mind will be protected, but you're going to feel like, you know, you basically, you know, going to die, you know. And when you come back to this time frame, this reality, and that's when you're like, my gosh, I've been gone for so long, you know. But during that whole process, it's like basically you walk in on cloud nine, like you are basically in a dream state. You know, this is what happened. You are in a dream state in this reality. You know, when you are being carried away to another planet, another dimension, a galaxy, or wherever you need to be at that time. So in this reality, it becomes a dream state for you. But when you are fully coming back and being fully consciousness and being one again, that's when you realize, oh my gosh, I'm back, and where was I? Where did I go? Yeah. So we really have to be careful, and people need to be careful the kind of food you eat, be careful with legal and illegal drugs, you know, things that to alter your state of mind. This is a very, very sensitive time too for those that are working for the light, for those that are working for goodness, that are working on God's side. This is the time these people really got to be careful and protect themselves. They need to be very careful. Yeah.
We thank you for sharing that. And I just wanted to share something. Me and Adrian, you know, have you know, worked with a lot of clients in the past, you know, with hypnosis. And we know that, the subconscious mind, you know, once a person's been hypnotized, they do lose track of time. I mean, once you bring somebody out of hypnosis, you know, you ask them, well, what, you know, how long has it been? How long do you think you've been hypnotized? They'll say maybe it's only been 10-15 minutes, where it's already been a couple hours.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, if you're dealing with some, you know, the angels might come, you know, these are the things that they come to you, you know, they come to bring you a message, or the angels, you may be going through a hard time, and the Holy Spirit or the angel will come and carry you away. Those are good times, even though you step out of time, but you still feel there's nothing to be afraid of. But
no,
there are those other times when you're the one that goes out and try to tap into things, and it is hell, because you have tapped into hell itself, you know, because unless you really know what you're doing, and a lot of times people that will tell you, well, we're doing this, or you go to a place or do this as a group. A lot of times people don't know what they're doing, and God forbid, and you end up in that situation. It could be hell. Yeah, you're right. So there's really no time. Yeah,
right.
And that's the worst place to be. And that reality, even though it can be good sometime, but most of the time it can be hell when you lose track of time and you have no way of coming back and how to come back. Yeah, and you start
right.
Wherever you went, you end up to. Yeah. Yeah. But that lady, she the message that I have for her is this is also a lesson learned. She needs to learn from this lesson she went through.
Right.
Because a lot of time when things happen, or God and angel are trying to communicate with us, and basically give us a warning, and you know, just to be careful. And she needs to take this, what happened to her, as a warning, because next time it could very not end up in a good note for her. So she, yeah.
Right.
So she should take this as a warning and just be very careful. Yeah.
You know, and that pretty much, you know, goes for all of us, really. We
yeah.
have to be careful, you know, where we go when we're in that state. You know, whether it's in the dream state or even in meditation or venturing into, you know, different energies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I run into those situations where I came really close to death.
Yes. Yeah. And you did. You were close to death. You were. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the your angels, you know, they protected you. They protected you.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Yeah. And we get to a position also we can no longer take risk, you see?
Yeah.
Mhm.
Especially when you're fighting the devil as much as I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
It's
yeah.
dirty work.
Yeah. You cannot take any more risk.
Remember what Amy said, Dad, where she said, how do you guys do that? I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Remember she said that when she got scared?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think of that girl as somebody like Amy, she wasn't ready for that.
No.
And it scared her.
Yeah.
So she was in a fear-based reality.
Yeah, and that also goes if you're not ready, but if you're not, you know, chosen, if you're not picked for that, you know, you see?
Right.
Yeah. So basically it's like inviting yourself to a house where you're not even invited, where people don't even
right.
know you. Yeah.
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 Yeah, that we have to be real careful with that, because now you're into, you know, sensitive areas where you're not supposed to be, or you're not ready for it yet.
Mhm. Or even
yeah.
not chosen, or
yeah, or chosen.
Yeah, or called for. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because
right.
in this world, not everybody is going to be a lawyer, not everybody's going to be a doctor, not everybody's
right.
going to be a light worker. It cannot be like that. It just
yeah.
this thing has to be it has to be, these people are called by the creator, you know, and because if you call and you already picked, you don't need to do none of these things because those gifts are in you naturally. They are in you naturally
right.
because man cannot teach you these things, you know, certain things, you see?
Right.
Yeah.
So it has to be from a, what you're saying, it has to be from a higher being.
Yeah. Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah, higher source, higher power.
Uh-huh.
And that's so interesting because, you know, I've always told Adrian, you know, we don't work alone. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we look back into our past, when things could have turned in a different direction really fast, well, something happened to prevent that.
Yeah.
It could have turned ugly.
And what it could have turned ugly really fast.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
cause,
you know, whether it be our spirit guides, whether it be our angels, whether it be, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, said, no,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is not the direction that you need to turn. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need to turn around and go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her, for
yeah.
example, what Anne did to you, Dad.
Anne?
Yeah, when she told you to keep going in the truck.
Oh, we were with the friend, and it was really bad snowstorm that night, and my windshield wipers weren't really working that good on my truck, and
yeah.
it just kept, you know, snowing and snowing, and where I couldn't even see the road, and she kept telling me, you know, just keep going, you know, don't worry about that. Well, no, you know, my guides were telling me, you stop now and you get off that road because you're going to get hurt, you know.
Well.
So, you know, we have to be the ones who, you know, just finally put our foot down and say, no way, I am not listening to you. If you don't
mm-hmm.
like it, you know, start walking.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll push you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll
yeah,
push
you. Know, you have to take control and take charge. And
yeah.
And if somebody's talking something to you, around you, that's hurting your spirit, you have to stand up and say, you know, I'm not listening to this,
yeah.
I just walk away. Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad said
yeah.
that he was to the point of grabbing her and dragging her out of the
yeah.
car.
If, yeah. I mean, if mm-hmm. it had to come to that point, you know, I would have done that. Just
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, it could have turned ugly. And that's
yeah.
where we were. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that goes for any kind of given situation. If
mm-hmm.
your intuition or your guides or talent, you know, I just want to share this with our listeners and callers that don't let other people take control of your life. We have to take control of our lives and say, you know, no way. You know, I'm not going in that direction. Yeah.
Learn to, no, you have the free will.
Yeah,
yeah.
We have that free will.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what God gave
and
you will.
That is correct, yeah. And you know, and we are not all the same. We are not all the same. And the
no.
reality is, and the truth is, on this planet, you know, there are, you know, different beings and, you know, aliens, descendants of aliens that
yeah.
are here right now. You know, they look human, but they're not, but they also have humans on this planet too, but not everyone on this planet are from the human race, you know.
No.
We are not all the same. We are not, you know, and once we get this out of our mind and knowing that, because, you know, this system teaches you where everybody's the same. No, that is not true. I do not agree with that at all.
Yeah.
You know, so there are many people here that's not even from this planet. They're from elsewhere, but they're here right now to help this humanity, help this planet, help the people here, you know, help them to move forward and give them more knowledge and give them information, you know, advanced knowledge to help them move forward, you know.
And that's weird to say that because I used to look at people I used to look at other people in their eyes. I used to wonder, like, that guy can't be from Earth. He has to be from another galaxy or another
mm-hmm.
dimension.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, he can't be from here. How can he be?
Right. Yeah.
And then, then you go a step further and you look at little children. I mean, they're so innocent, you know, they're so loving, you know, they're so full, you know, of unconditional love that, you know, I've seen this where I've connected with star children before, and it's amazing. It's amazing energy, and because all they want to do is come here to help, you know, to heal and spread, you know, unconditional love, you know, for
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Yeah.
And it's amazing energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's where we all need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to focus more on that than killing and wanting revenge and all these negative things that are going on in the world right now, because the media wants, you know, to put a lot of fear, put a lot of hatred, you know, into people. And that's, you know, their way of controlling.
That's correct. Yeah, the same with the animal and, you know, the animals, that they know unconditional love, they give you unconditional love, the same way a dog.
Right.
You know, you can tell them, get out of here, and they come right back. Right,
I mean, you could kick them, you could beat them, but they still want to come back and give you unconditional love, you know.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Around animals.
Yeah.
Main
thing is
mm-hmm.
they know who, you know, is of a higher energy right away. They can connect with you. They know, you know, right away. That's why animals, when they see of a lower negative energy, they don't want no part of that.
Mm-hmm. They pick on it.
Yeah, they'll growling, or they want to, they'll even bite them up. They have to get away from that.
That is correct. Yeah. So, and
I mean, we and Adrian's been into clients' homes before, and those animals just come and jump on our lap, and they said, "That's amazing." Our dogs do not do that with anybody.
They never do that with anybody.
I
just have a strong connection with animals, you know.
I always tell people that. People can't believe it.
Yeah.
Well, because you do have that, you know, this one. You know, unconditional love, you know, and like I said, you know, you are unique. You are unique, and like I always say, there's no two people, there's no two Adrian like you and things like that. So, you know, you're going to hear everybody say we're all the same, we're all from the same source.
Mm-hmm.
I totally disagree with that. I have never agreed with that. Well, I never agree with that. No, we are not all from the same place, and we are, you know, not, you know, all the, you know, the same. And this is why everyone, you know, you can tell that some people basically, you know, naturally gifted. Like I said, they came here to this planet with their own gifts above everything else, you know. And some people here, you know, some people here either had to steal it, or pretend they are gifted, or they had to learn from someone else. And basically, to be honest with you, without those things, they really cannot say or tell you anything, you know. You know, some people, like, without certain things, they really, you know, they cannot, you know, say anything. So this is why, like me, when somebody wants to get an answer from me, because I'm not a psychic, you know, they can name whatever they want, but if I had told them what I was, but they will never
they're not familiar with that. So, you know, you have to tell people, well, I'm a psychic, because this is what they're familiarize themselves with. But when I tell someone something or I give them an answer, what I give you, this is it. This is it. So unless you are ready to hear the truth or certain things, then, you know, just don't come to me, you know. Just go to all those other, you know, people that everybody's telling you a different story, and after a while it causes this, you know, confusion, you know. It causes confusion, yeah. Yeah, because like Adrian, like, when you say something and when Roy says something, you guys are to the point. A lot of time, people don't pick up on that right away. Or a lot of time, people don't want to accept what you telling them. And a lot of time, they don't even.
Yeah.
They're like, "What? You serious?"
Yeah, that's what that guy was saying to me tonight. He's like, "What? Are you serious?" He's like, "I can't understand what you're even saying."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He looks so confused.
Yeah, we know that when people act that way, it's almost like going to a dentist. You know, some dentists, you know, they drill for cavities.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we like to go for the root canals. And once we hit that root, I guarantee that's when they say, "What?"
we hit the nerve.
Yeah, right, it hits in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mhm. And
yeah.
And you
I
can
told me
feel.
You. Like you. But like you said, we're all different.
Yeah.
We used to be like you.
Yeah.
We used to be human.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the reason why, like I say, everybody is not the same. And me, myself, you know, I don't even, I used to do in the past here and there, you know, have somebody tell me something, but they were all false anyway. None of them ever came true. The only time things came true for me, I had a couple prophets prophesize in my life, and those had come to pass already. They came to pass. And those were, and I know these were truly of God. I know these was truly of the celestial kingdom that was really talking to me, and those things came to pass. A couple months later, they came to pass. But those psychic, or whatever they call them, all of them, they're just a bunch of stuff telling, a bunch of lies. You know, none of them were true. You know, so that's why I stopped listening, you know, to people, and I just hear God. You know, I just listen to God. You know, and sometimes, you know, he'll send messages to me if it's necessary. He'll send somebody that's truly of him and will relay the message to me. And I know that's from God, and I believe that message. You know, but if someone comes, huh?
I said you have the gift of discernment.
Mhm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow, that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just came to me.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Yeah.
That's how you're able to discern.
Oh, yeah.
If it's coming from God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know right away which source somebody opened their mouth. I know exactly. I mean, I tell you anything. I'm not going to say anything to you, but I know right away where you're getting your information from and who's telling you, you know. So
you were like a servant then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, most people cannot tell, you know what I am, and it's better this way, you know. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she has a direct connection with God on discerning discernment level. Consciousness, you know, where you receive information a lot faster, but at
mm-hmm.
the right given time.
Yeah, that is correct.
It has to be the right time.
Yeah. Very.
You know, and that's interesting because we've always put it in this way. A lot of people are what they call a dial-up internet. And you are a high speed internet.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, Roy. That is true. Yeah. That is true, yeah.
That is great.
Yeah. So but I think my God, I thank him for all that. So he is able to help me to see and know things ahead of time, you know, so that way it had protected me, you know. Yeah, I thank him for that, yeah.
Well, we thank you, you know, for sharing, you know, what information you have shared with us, and we know, you know, that this is going to help us, you know, along the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of it has to do with, you know, we're all on that journey.
Yes.
And now we're starting to meet, you know, other beings or other, you know, whoever, you know, energies, you know, along our path as we all begin to go into this journey, you know. And that's great, you know. I think, you know, we're at that time now.
We're shifting to a higher level.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting to that level.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gift of discernment.
Yeah. And this is interesting because there's a lady by the name of Dolores Cannon. I don't know if you've ever listened to any of her work.
Mm-mm, no.
But she's a hypnotherapist for over, it's almost been almost over 40 years. And she tells about this, you know, part of this ascension that we're all going through. And this is preparing us for the new world. That's why the earth is going through a lot of different changes, you know. We're all going through different changes. But it has to be at a rate where we can keep up. It can't just happen all at one time or we wouldn't survive it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, this is all amazing, you know, because she has a strong connection with the extraterrestrials. She's talked to a lot of the other races, you know, that bring her this information.
Yeah. Everything that I know and everything that's inside of me has been downloaded straight from my kingdom where I'm from. That's where I get all my information from. Yeah, I don't read books or other people knowledge. No, I get my knowledge from the source itself, and that's, you know, I don't even ask. It's always constantly being downloaded into me, you know.
That's great.
In your DNA. My DNA has already been changed. It's been a while now. It's already been changed, and everything has been changed already. So, yeah.
Wow.
So this is the reason why.
Mention to you also that you need to come on our show on Sunday night, tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
And I'd like you to meet Lena Radford. Because she's an amazing lady also. She has a lot of, well, she gets a lot of her information directly from a higher source also.
Oh, I know that, yeah. I know that 99. Yeah. 0.9% of her information are from straight from the source. I know that. I already know her. I mean, I have not met her physically, but I already know all about her. Because I know her already. Yeah, I know her. I know about her. Yeah,
and I'm sure she'll know who you are, too.
Yeah. I know all about her. And the other side, she's...
Well, in this world here, we call them celebrities, like well-known. She's a very well-known person where she's from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just in gratitude that we got to meet her and
mm-hmm.
that we've gotten to meet you also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Audie's my best friend, and two of them, they're going to be tuning in tomorrow night. I already told them because I want
Wonderful.
Them to meet Elena. Yeah, I want them to meet her. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and invite another caller before
mm-hmm.
our show ends. And we do want you to, you know, continue to keep listening. And we're looking forward to talking to you again tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, you're amazing. Okay. You're amazing lady, Kingdom.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
Don't meet a lot of people like you.
Yeah. We need more.
Amazing.
We need more.
Yeah, remember, all is well, Adrian. All is well.
Wonderful.
All is well.
All is well.
All is well.
Yeah. You hear that, Roy? All is well. Because Roy has that childlike spirit. You have a childlike spirit. Yeah. Yeah. But all is well. Yeah.
I've heard that name before. All is well. All is well with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All is well. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, love
you
guys much with the love of Christ,
okay?
We
send a lot of love for you, and we're just, like I said, we're humbled and in a lot of gratitude to have you back, you know.
Yeah.
We know that we've met before.
Well, definitely.
In other lifetimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Adrian, I'm going to be bugging you a little bit later, okay? So.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Adrian, let's go ahead and let's invite one more caller before we end our show. And thank you.
Let's go with Free Thinkers. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
He's Tavi from Southern California.
Wonderful, and again, have you been listening to our show?
I'll see none.
Okay, and how can we help you tonight?
Recently, my wife has passed away.
We're sorry to hear about her passing.
Yes, she at the time she was cheating on me before she died. And,
did you know about this already?
I have found out from the African American man, and he had told me afterwards when she passed, and I do I have not had closure, because it is I love her so much, and then she break my heart, but I cannot be angry at her because she is now no longer with us.
Right.
So I need to, I want to express a word, how do I say, she is not here to tell her, but to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Adrian, what do you have for him? What are you getting?
Well, I can channel her if you want.
Yes.
Would you like to speak to her spirit?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
So she's saying that she does want to come through. She wants to talk to you. That 50%. She wants you to forgive her for what she did. She knows what she did wrong. She did it because there was some kind of money involved, something to do with money.
Why is that a new job? Because I work at the facility cleaning bathrooms.
Yes, she says yes, that's what it was.
Okay.
And she did it for the money.
She did it.
She did it for survival.
Yeah.
She had a good heart.
Like, she's like a prostitute?
Did she have kids?
She had a miscarriage before we moved to California. She lose baby, and it was because she do the crack cocaine, but she had stopped. She had stopped completely.
She said
before
she was very ill.
I'm sorry?
Her energy was very ill. She had a lot of depression. And a lot of it had to do with money that was caused by her depression and also the miscarriage.
Oh, but she do very mean things. She do very mean things before she passed because the African-American men, they tell me they were in my shampoo, and they like he stick his penis in shampoo, and they think it's very funny, and they play jokes, and she hurtful. It's very upsetting. That's what I want.
Hmm.
I want to say you cannot do things to a man like that, and then nothing. It's hurtful.
Well, she's playing out her role, her reality. She's playing the victim and the prostitute.
Okay.
So there's a lesson there that she has to learn, that she can't do it. She can't do it for money. She can't suffer because of the money. She has to do it out of a higher good. She has to, she has to find her life path. Does that make sense? She hasn't found her life path yet.
I think this, yes, okay.
That's kind of why she was depressed.
I'm getting, too, that she thought she was a lot younger than what she was. She was still playing out the role of a teenager in high school. She just wanted to have fun.
Okay. Well, she go out to club a lot. I could not go because I work at night. But she goes,
yeah.
She will go. She will go without me. And just, I would sit alone at home when I come home in morning, and she was never there. So,
she liked to party a lot?
Yes. Very much with
yeah.
the crack cocaine, the methamphetamine, and the alcohol. Alcohol,
oh, yeah.
Like drink, and then more drink.
And another thing, too, is I think she had a lot of holes in her aura, so she became attached by not-so-friendly spirits.
Yes. So the people, the African Americans, the black men,
mm-hmm.
she would go with them in their cars, and they would go to bad neighborhoods, very bad neighborhoods, and she would
yeah.
stay there And I would call her on phone, and she told me, I cannot come home, I do not have vehicle, and I must stay here with him. And I would say, no, you are lying. And she go, I no lie. I would not lie, Stavi. I no lie to you. I love you. And then she go. And I know she lied to me. I know I can feel it. Like, my body, my soul, it was like, it would cry. I will cry at night. And I would say, Rosie, you go, you do this, but I love you. And then I was angry. And I called her, and I tell her, you must come home. And that was the night, on that night, she crashed, her car, they go on the freeway, and wrong direction, and they crashed head on, and all five people died. And she was with them, and they do drugs, and they say she do drugs, and they say this is her fault. And I say no, because she, I could feel in my soul, in my heart, that she did not want to do this to me. And I don't know why she do it.
Well, the main thing is what our guides is telling you, that she liked to live on the fast lane. And a lot of people who live on the fast lane usually don't live very long. And in other words, she liked to take a lot of risks.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, this has nothing to do with you. A lot of it has to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing is, you know, you did your part, you know, as a husband, as a provider, you know, you showed her love and, you know, and you showed how much, you know, you wanted to take care of her. Main thing is now you have to, you know, heal yourself, you know, to be more in forgiveness, not just for her, but for yourself and the things, you know, that you, and the time that you got to spend with her. And, you know, she's not part of this reality anymore. She's of the spirit world.
Yes.
Main thing is, you know, what are your next steps? You know, where are you headed? You know, what are your goals? You know, where do you want to be, you know, a year from now? For two years from now.
I want to just not cry and feel horrible and go work and then keep my card, my green card, and then I work and I know
right.
I live in America and I don't have no problem, and this is all I want. I want no problem and no sadness.
Right.
Yes.
And that's where your focus needs to be. So main thing is the universe is going to reward you and bring you the kind of relationship, if you choose to go into another relationship, the kind of person that's going to be there for you, to be, you know, there and bring you the kind of love and kind of support that you want.
Thank you.
And, you know, the main thing is not to focus, you know,
yes,
on, you know, what didn't work, but focus on what will work. Yeah. Adrian, is there anything else you want to share?
What I'm getting is, like you said, she hasn't found her life path yet, so...
No.
She still wants to explore and have fun.
Yeah.
So she has to go through a growing process.
Right.
And I feel like she doesn't want to be contained or controlled.
No.
So the more you try to control her, the more she'll rebel.
And that's interesting because the first thing that came to me as you were saying that, it's almost like a wild stallion, you know, like a wild horse. All they want to do is just keep running and having fun and not be, you know, pinned up in a corral. They just want to run, yeah. you know, with their hair blowing in the wind, you know, and that's, you know, where spirit's at right now, you know.
Or kind of like the movie, you know, the Free Willy, where the whale
yeah.
wanted to be free and be with his
yeah.
family.
Right.
Yes, the boy, and he like
yeah.
hold him, and then the whale jump over
yeah.
a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he jumps off of the rock, yeah. Free
yeah.
Willy.
So
yeah,
if you look at it in that way, you know, her spirit's now released and it could go into the, you know, with the rest of the whales and swim with them and, you know, whether that be part of what they wanted, you know. The main thing is she made that choice. And it didn't have nothing to do with her not loving you. She just didn't know how to show love.
Yes, because she do, they do. I think now I understand. Because she do, they do very mean things. They, you know, like I say, they play practical joke. And,
yeah.
Like I come home and they take light bulbs out. So no, I cannot turn lights on. And I call her, and I was very upset. And she said,
yeah.
"This is funny. You cannot yell at me because this is a joke." And I said, "This is not a joke, because I could hurt. I could fall. We break furniture.
Yeah.
And things people could hurt. And this is not funny." And
see, that kind of mentality is a, if you know, is the mind of a child. You know, that's something that a child would do,
not
and not an adult. You know.
Yes.
Main thing, she was always trying to do something to get a laugh. You know, to have fun. You know.
Yes.
Whether it was to, even if somebody got hurt, you
yes.
know.
In the end.
Yeah.
You like, they would say like, I get last laugh.
Yeah.
She, yeah.
You've heard the saying, "He who laughs first, never laughs last."
Yes.
And
so
she was the one who laughed first. And
yep.
you're the one who laughs last.
Yes, it's not funny.
Yep.
She's just, it's not. No, I know laugh at her death. I still sad.
Yeah.
It's been many months, but
mm-hmm.
but it is my heart is like there is anger.
Right.
So much anger.
Now the main thing is you got to let go of that because anger is like cancer.
Yes.
It
like
stays
we,
inside
you know,
our body, it stays inside
you know,
our soul,
yeah.
and it just starts eating, you know. It don't know where to go, so it goes into different parts of our body.
That's
and
weird. My
yeah.
My ear was ringing.
Yeah, so she was making contact with you. Is
yeah,
when your ears start ringing, there's a spirit present. Yeah.
It keeps ringing in my ear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like
no, I'm sure her spirit knows, you know, what we're talking about, and she just that's just a confirmation to let you know
yeah.
that she's listening.
Yeah, she's tuning
Thank
in.
You. Can I tell her something?
Yeah.
Rosie, you hurt me, and you say I have sex with your sister, and I did not, and you say I look I was look at other women. I never look at other women. And you say I do not treat you like they do, like they should be. And I always did. And I never touch your sister. And I never look at other women. And I never have sex with other ladies. This, you, and I hope you understand that this was not something that I ever wanted to do. And I did not do it. And that's what I want you to know.
That was a great message.
Yeah, it was wonderful message. And I'm sure the feeling that you put in that, she felt all that energy, you know.
Yeah, the
main thing
in my
is,
ear went away.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We thank you for sharing that with us, and we
That's
pray that
that
you get, you know, something from this, you know, from the information that we were able to give you and help you along your journey.
All right, guys. You guys have a great night. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.